Papua New Guinea's mining minister says the government is committed to the controversial Solwara 1 seabed mining project. The project, led by Canada-based Nautilus Minerals, seeks to extract gold and copper from deep under the surface of the Bismarck Sea. However, local community groups have launched legal proceedings in a bid to obtain key documents around the Solwara 1 agreement. They accuse the government of withholding information on the project's approval and environmental impact reviews. I spoke to the Minister Johnson Tuke and asked why the documents had been concealed.
Well, to be honest, I don't have these documents with me at this point in time. It must be kept down at the Mineral Resource Authority. That is the place where they can have access to it. And I believe it is a public document, in my opinion. Nautilus have done an exclusive program in regards to the environment impact some time ago.
It seems like the community in the region around the Bismarck Sea are not happy about this project. They've been concerned for some time. As a government, are you listening to that?
Of course, this government is responsible. It has to be, the environment context of it has to be taken on board, and proper due diligence has been conducted already, I suppose.
But, you know, the government has a 15% stake in the project. That's a real gamble, isn't it? There's no guarantee this project's going to get up and running.
We could say that, but that is an undertaking by the government. And government, in a way, by having a stake to it, directly the government is well and truly prepared to propose a development.
What if it causes significant damage to the marine environment, which is very important to your people, obviously?
Well, definitely that is the case. But, you know, I'm really not a marine biologist who's got a preview for it, but to the layman understanding and from what I learned over the years with Nautilus has given us a study, a feasibility study, and that is the reason why the license was being granted. And from what I know, there's a certain dark area where it is out of photosynthesis. They say that there's no life beyond that point.
You said before the government is committed to the project. The developer, Nautilus, they are struggling for funding for this project. So, you know, there's a possibility it may not go ahead.
No, just go ahead, because I think you can preempt it. And if they are very determined to develop this project, then they can obviously look for money here and there. But I think you're quite correct in that. Don't know if their financial system is sound. Because in one of the presentations that I attended a month ago, they said they have the money, they have the capital. And I tested one of the machines. In terms of the financial capability, I may not undermine them. But, you know, it's straightforward. Government have bought into it already on a 15% stake.
That's Johnson Tuke, PNG's mining minister.